It is said in the commentaries that after the Buddha's announcing and chanting of the Pitisusamuppada, the dependent origination in forward and reverse order, then he performed a psychic power which is only possible for a Samma Buddha, and it's called the twin miracle. And that is where one causes the element of fire to appear going forth from his body to the heavens, and water, the water element, to go forth from his body towards the earth. So that is for the benefit of all the heavenly beings to witness that the Buddha is making this statement of his Samma Buddha, his enlightenment at this particular place. We will now move around the Bodhi tree and then go to, there's two places. We'll go past the place where on the second week he stood looking at the Bodhi tree with great gratitude and appreciation, that this Bodhi tree allowed him to experience coolness of body and gave him a shelter, and then he had great gratitude. So he stared at the Bodhi tree with gratitude and appreciation in meditation without removing his gaze for 7 days. And then on the third week, there's a walking meditation path which we'll go to just in a few moments, and that is where the Buddha walked up and down in meditation, experiencing the bliss of enlightenment for another 7 days. So we'll move now, we'll path three times, and then move around to the walking meditation path, and then on to where he stared at the Bodhi tree. He was enjoying the bliss and happiness of his enlightenment, and he was overcome with this sense of gratitude and appreciation for that location, this physical location in the universe, which was a place where he became fully enlightened. And he stared at the Bodhi tree for 7 days, it is said, without blinking, just out of gratitude and appreciation. And if you're in deep meditation, then that is definitely possible. Some people say that the site where he stared at the Bodhi tree is up the top there. There's a white stupa there, right up the top. We'll go up there and we can pay respects at that spot, because this one is occupied. So there's a bit of discrepancy, but it seems that this site here is the more likely, because it was an ancient stupa there which Asoka built. And usually Asoka built stupas over the very significant sites. So it seems that that is the spot here. Okay. We'll go over to this building over here, the pink building, and that is where the Buddha sat reflecting on the Abhidhamma, where he started to reflect on the Pitisusamuppada in forward and reverse order, and the Abhidhamma, the causes and the interrelatedness of the Dhamma, and the intricacy of the Dhamma. And that was at this particular point. So this whole Bodhigaya experience for the 7 weeks that the Buddha was here was him looking at and knowing those knowledges of the Dhamma all coming to him during his 7 weeks here by himself. Okay, so we'll go over to this site here and pay respects. Everyone here? This is the Sujata village, and to give you some background, if you turn around and see that mountain range over there, that's called the Prag Bodhi, and that's where when the Bodhisattva, before the Buddha became fully enlightened, he was known as the Bodhisattva, he practiced austerities in a cave on that mountain range, which we'll go to tomorrow. And it was there, if you remember, I explained last night that Buddha realized that he had been fasting for a long period of time and he wasn't getting the results in his practice. He didn't realize enlightenment. So he realized fasting was not the way. And if you we look from the cave over there tomorrow, you look out of the exit of the cave, it's over this area of Sudhata village and Bodhigaya. So you can see that it's a logical place for the Buddha to think, well, I'm not getting the results of my practice by fasting and starving myself in this cave. Then he decided to wander over to this area. And it said that he stayed under a banyan tree, and then while he was sitting under the banyan tree and the five ascetics had left him, the Lady Sujata, she was a wealthy lady in this village, and she wanted to have a son, a child. And so to do that, there was a tree deity that was respected in the big banyan tree that the Bodhisattva happened to be sitting under. And so she was told that she should prepare a special meal for the tree deity and she will get her wish. And so what she did was, she was a wealthy lady, so she had the milk of 500 cows. And that milk, the cows were milked, and that was fed to 100 cows. So the 100 cows drank the milk of the 500, and then the milk from the 100 cows was fed to 50 cows, and then down to one, the last cow drank that concentrated nutritious milk, and then that cow was milked, and then she had rice milk made from that. And then she came over to the banyan tree to offer to the tree deity to ask for a child, and she saw the Bodhisattva sitting in meditation under the tree, and it was in the morning time, and she thought that this person must be the deity, the tree deity. And she saw him, and so she offered him this concentrated rice milk, and the Buddha accepted that meal, and then he got enough energy and strength from that meal that then he went over to Bodhigaya across the other side of the river and saw what he said was a beautiful grove of trees with a pila tree, the Bodhi tree, there in the shade. And he saw the river, which was close by at that time. There was still sand there, but there was a very clear, he said, in the middle of May, which is the hot season, clear flowing water with a ford across the river. And he thought, this is a wonderful place for a religious person to strive for enlightenment. And so he sat under the Bodhi tree and made the determination, I will not leave this spot. I will not get up until I have obtained enlightenment, even if my blood dries up and my bones disintegrate. I will not get up from this sitting posture. And that was on the full moon of May, what we call Visakha now, when he then that night, from the strength of the milk drink of Sujata, he had enough physical energy to apply his mental energy for liberation. And then the Buddha did actually say in the Mahaparinibbana Sutta to Chunda, the man who offered the meal, which was the last meal that the Buddha had before he passed away, that there's two meals which are of immense merit, that the person who offers them will have immeasurable merit for a long period of time. And that's the person who offers the meal before the Buddha becomes the Bodhisattva becomes the Buddha, the enlightened one, and then the last meal that he has before he enters Parinibbana. And so Sujata, because of the power of that merit, then King Asoka, the history says that King Asoka came and placed significant chediyas over the events of the life of the Buddha. And so this was one of the stupas that the Buddha, that King Asoka had made on the site where Sujata's village is, and also where Sujata offered the rice milk. And obviously it's been built up over the years. The first time I came, on the first trip that Book arranged, not so many years ago, about 5 years ago, it was actually just a dirt mound like this. You wouldn't have been able to tell that there was a chedier underneath. Just looked like a hill. And now, obviously, they've excavated and done extensive excavations, and they found this extremely large chedier. And usually the chedier's originally, at Ahsoka's time, they used brick around original stupas, and they were large. And then other kings and people of religious faith tended to, they wouldn't knock them down, they'd build over them. Out of respect for the original ones, they just build more bricks around the old stupa, the old chedier. And so this one has obviously been added to over many centuries. And so is this large site to pay significance to the events in the Buddha's life, having that meal as a bodhisattva.